Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshila. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Samech Tet Amud Aleph. About to take a look at Mishnayot Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, and it will be very obvious why the editors put them all together in one group for this relatively short piece. Oved Kochavim Shayama Avir Im Yisrael Kadeya in Makom Makom. If a non-Jew was helping a Jew move barrels of wine, kosher wine, from one place to another, Im Hayabaches Kata Mishtamer, if they were assured to be watched, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means, then mutar. Then the wine is considered mutar, and we do not suspect that the non-Jew had intimate contact with the wine in such a way as to make it yayin nesach. Im hodiyoshu maflig, if you, the Jew, the owner, told your worker, this non-Jew, that you were going to be going away for a bit, so then kadeshi shtom vi stom vi go. Then if you were away long enough for him to yishtom, which means to put a tap into it, break a tap into the barrel, and then yistom, seal it up, and you go and cover up that seal so that it would not be clear at all, it would not be able to be seen that somebody had tapped in, then the wine is osur. However, if you were gone short of that amount of time, however long that takes, then it's mutter. Shem gamli alomer, a longer shear, kadesh shi yiftach et hachavit v'yikof v'tigov. And it needs a shear where you take the cover off, which is a harder thing. It's kind of sealed in, and then you have to put the cover back on and seal that up so nobody can see that it was opened up, which is a longer shear. Okay, the next piece. This is the next Mishnah. Hameniach yeno b'karono v'sfina. Let's say you stored your wine for passage on a carriage or on a boat. V'alachlo b'kamadari, and you yourself took a shortcut. Nechazda v'dina v'rachat, you even went into the city and took a bath and bathed. And then you caught up with the boat or the carriage, mutar. Again, the principle here is, when you didn't say I'm leaving, he doesn't know where you are and when you might come back, and he's afraid to mess with it. Im ho dioshim aflig, but if you told him I'm going away, the same thing, kadesh yishtom yishtom yigov, and again, Omer says, kadesh yiftach tachavid yigov v'tigov, same thing. Last, hameniach oved kochavim b'chanut, if you left an anju in your store, avishi atzav nechaz mutar, even though you're coming in and out, the wine is mutar. And again, if you told him that you were going away, again, the longer shear. Now, the next piece of this is, let's say you were eating with the non-Jew. Now he's not working for you, you're eating with him on the same table. So you left your flask of wine on the table that you're eating, and you also left it on a fancy side table called dulbaki, v'nichov yatsa, and you just went out, you didn't say anything. Immediately, mashal shulchan asur, whatever's on the table is asur right away. Shal dulbaki mutar, whatever's on the dulbaki on that side table is mutar. Hamarlo harei have mozeg v'shoteh, but if he said to him, hey, the wine is already poured, let's drink it, or pour the wine in, you know, dilute the wine, let's drink it, Afshal adul b'ki asur, even what's there is asur, because there you seem to invite him to partake of it, and he's not afraid of touching it. Now, ha-chaviyot p'tuchot, we'll see what the context is, but if you have open barrels, then asurot. Stumot, but if they're sealed barrels, mutarot, kedesh yiftach v'yigof v'tigov. Unless the person was alone long enough that he could have opened up the barrel, of course, touched the wine, drunk from the wine, that takes a half a second, closed the barrel, and then sealed the barrel up in a way that it could not be seen. Which is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's approach, and sounds like we have now adopted his approach to the halacha, and we'll see. Okay, hechidam yechazkat mishtamer. What does this phrase mean? Chazkat mishtamer, and we say that it has to be assuredly watched. Kedetanya, we have a breita, which gives us a parallel in a different context. Haresha yu chamara pualam turin tarot. You have your donkey workers and your workers, and they're amei haaretz. People are not careful about tumah v'tahara, and they're carrying taharot. They're carrying food that you want to make sure is tahor, is truma you bring to a kohen, for instance. Hafilu yiflig b'en yoter meal. Even if you went more than a meal away from them, more than about a mile away from them on the travel, tarotav tahorot, everything's still tahor. Marlahan the chuv ani b'acharichem. But if you said to them, I'm going to be in back of you, and I'll be picking up the pace, keeping up the back. Kevan shitalmai, you know, ma'am, the minute that you're out of visual contact with them, tarotav tamei, then it's immediately tamei. So again, chazkat mishtamer simply means this. When they don't know that you're going away, And when you do disappear, they have no idea where you are, and you might be right around the corner. But when you tell them you're going away, you can be behind them the minute you're out of contact, then we already kick into our shear. So with taharot, the minute they touch it, it's no good. So 1 second is enough. With wine that's sealed, we need to have these shiurim of Tanakama with the tap or Chum Gamliel with the cover. Okay, now Maishna Reisha Maishna Seifa. Parenthetically, in this bright about taharot, why in the first case is it tahor, in the second case it's tameh? This is talking about a case where you were mitahir these guys. These guys are meharetz, and you had them go to the mikvah, need be parat hazat mechatat, in order to be able to handle the stuff, and they're not accustomed to it. Now, yachi seifa namis, on the seifa also, you were mitahir them. The answer is, einam aretz makpira maga chavero. An amaretz isn't careful, isn't even conscious of touching hands, shaking hands with a friend. If the friend is tamei, so then the contact's going to happen. So why don't you say the same thing in the Reisha? And this is the court of Chizkat HaMishtamer. Amarava bevalahem derech hakalaton. In the Reisha, they don't know where you are. So you could be coming from a corner. You could be coming from some other side. They're very much on guard that you may be watching, and they're really careful to follow your instructions not to touch, even though they don't believe in it, they don't care about it. So Yachi Seifa Namis, say the same thing about the Seifa. No, Kevan Damar Lahem L'chuvani Ba'acharechem. The minute you said, you go, and I'll be in back of you, Samcha Datayu. Then they assume that you're really some distance away, and they relax, and they let the friends touch things and themselves, and then all is lost. Okay, now the last case, Amaneichah Ud Kochav M'chanuto, the last of the three cases, is if you left a non-Jew in the store, and then Amaneichah Yidam Akarom Sfina, then we go back to the second case. The real question that's obvious from this is, why do we need all three cases with parallel machlokot? Utsricha. If we had the first case, which is when you left him there, to Savar Dilma Ati Bechazili. Of course, he's afraid that you're going to come back and see him. Aval Bekarno Visfina, but when it's in the wagon or on the boat, Ema Demaflig La Lisfinate De Avid Mai Debai. Avid Mai Debai. He could be thinking, look, my boat is in the water, the Jew's not on the boat, so therefore I can do whatever I want. And therefore we say that that's not the case. Why? Because with the boat or with the carriage, the boat is right near land. I mean, they did not go far into the sea. It's right near land. And the carriage was right on the road. So he'll be thinking, oh, the Jew might be somewhere right nearby. And he's going to be standing right on the shore, and he's going to see me, because they didn't have the staterooms, everything was on the deck. He'll see me messing with the stuff, and I'll lose my job, I'll have to pay. But once you're in the Jew's store, he'll say, I can close the door and do whatever I want. Kamash Malan, that unless you actually say to him, I'm going away, and you're gone that long, it's mutar. Okay, he says the machloket between Shem Gamliel and Tanakama is only if the barrel is plastered. Aval b'sheltit, but if it's mortared, divya kol kedei shiftach v'yigov. Everybody agrees with Shem Gamliel's longer shear, because with plaster, you could plaster it, and right away it would melt it, it would blend in with the rest of the plaster, so that's all the time you need. So therefore you could hit a tap the barrel, immediately pull the tap out, smooth it over with plaster, and in that minute that it already looks like the rest of the barrel. But with mortar, the minute you put it on, it's lighter than the rest of the mortar. It would take a couple days for it to blend in, and it would be obvious. And therefore, everybody would agree that you would have to do the top, pulling the top off. So Meitavei watched this challenge. Amar Shem Gamliel Chacham, we have some backstory. What did he say back to them when they said the shorter shear? Falos tumoni kar benri lamela benri lamata. You can see where the guy sealed it, both on top and underneath. So if they hit a tap into the top of the barrel, you could see on top of the barrel. And if you pull up the cover underneath, you can also see where he put the new mix. And you can see where the tap was. And therefore, he's not going to do that. He'll be caught. So if you agree against Rabbi Yochanan, that the machloket is about teeth. So, that's what Shem Gamliel said. You could see where he tried to recover it, both on top and below. If you think the machloket is b'shel seed, and that's what they're disagreeing about, and that's what Shem Gamliel is saying, but you could see on both on top and on bottom, So bishlam alamata yediya. I understand underneath, meaning on the other side of the barrel cover, you could see it. Alamala halo yediya, but on top that's not true. You can't see it with plaster. It's right away. It blends in. So the answer that Rabbi Yochanan would give is mishgamli al huda lo yodam aikam rabbanan. He himself was not sure which position the rabbanan were taking. Meaning, were they taking the position that a tap is enough time b'shel seed, or even b'shel teat? So this is what he said to them. If you mean that even when it's used with, covered with mud that dries up, then and still all you need is the tap time. You could see where he seals it up, both on top and underneath the cover. And if you only mean that position with plaster, so you're right, on top, you get where you hit the tap on top, he could cover up successfully. After all, you can't put the plaster on the bottom and then you can't reach in there because you put a tap. So the Jew opens up the barrel cover and he sees underneath, he sees the hole, then he's going to catch him. So Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan's answer to that be? Since he doesn't see anything on top, he has no reason to open up the barrel and look underneath. Since he comes back and the barrel is smooth as it was before, he's not going to have a reason to lift up the cover and look underneath to see if there's a hole there. Inami, and also another answer is zimnin decholim. Sometimes the bottom, the inside fills up just by itself. When he puts the plaster in, the plaster goes in and fills into the rest of the hole. So therefore, even if he opened up, he wouldn't see it there. Okay. That defends Rabbi Yochanan's position. Says Moshe Galileo was really not sure where the Rabbanan were giving their quicker shear, and he covered both bases. Amarava, halacha k'rishon gamliel. The halacha was k'rishon gamliel, ho'il utnan stam akavate, because the stam mishnah at the end, as I pointed out, follows his position, did not, in the last mishnah. Mashal dulbuki mutav, mamar lo havei mozeg v'shotav, v'shashal dulbuki asur. And then, chavayot p'tuchot, this is the part we care about, asurot stumot mutarot k'dei shiftach v'igof v'tigov. That's k'rishon gamliel shear. So pshita, what Rav is telling us is pshita. We see the stam mishnas from Shem Gamliel. So the answer is ma'otem akum Shem Gamliel k'tanila. We might think that this entire mishnah was just taught from Shem Gamliel, but the halacha doesn't follow him. Kamash b'lan that it's a stam mishnah, and that it is, and that his position, meaning we would think from the last time Shem Gamliel spoke with the third case of the avod kochavim in the story, the rest was all his words, and therefore we don't have a stam mishnah supporting him. Kamash Malan, that's why Rava says, no, this is a stam mishnah supporting Moshe Gamliel. Now a practical question. We say we do not, we agree with Moshe Gamliel, we do not have a fear that when we're gone, he's going to put a tap in because it'll be seen when he tries to cover it up. Back in the second parak, we said, Allah follows Rabbi Lazar, which is the Lochayish Laziyufa. He says that the goy is not going to take, when there's one seal, he is not going to reforge the seal. And we're not concerned that he's going to do that. So, why don't we leave wine in the trust of non-Jews? After all, we say that the only thing that they would do is to actually uncover it, but then they'd have to reseal it, and we're not conscious that they would do that. The answer is Mishum Shaicha, because there are air vents that are already there in the wine barrel to let it to ventilate, and concern is that through there, he may very quickly get a drink. This is obviously a contemporary issue, not in the Mishnah, and that's why the shear now evaporates, sorry for the pun, back to nothing, and we don't leave it in their care at all. Okay, one last little bit. Amarava zona overet kochavim v'yisrael masubin etzla. Let's say you have a zona who's not Jewish, and there are Jewish men who are with her. They're having a party, and they have their own wine. Chamra shari. The wine is still mutter. Why? Nihid tokefil hu yitzur davera, even though they obviously are quite carried away with their yitzur hara for this sexual sin. Yitzur di ayin nesach lo tokefil hu. That doesn't mean that they're going to get carried away and ignore the issue of ayin nesach. They'll be careful about that. But on the other hand, zona yisraelit vavdei kochavi mesubin. But if you have a zona who's a Jewish woman and she's got her own wine and the men around her are not Jewish, then chamra aser. Why? Since she's degraded in their eyes, she ends up following whatever they do, and they're going to drink the wine. She's going to allow them to drink the wine. She's not going to say no to them, and therefore the wine has to be assumed to be asur. besides, of course, all of the other things that are going on there that are not okay. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We get up on the top of Daf Ayin Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful